Playoffs? We'll talk about playoffs. Playoffs.
You got barbecue back there? Hurt my feelings.
I'm here with my family.
You kidding me? Playoffs?
Howdy, guys. Welcome back to another episode of Gridiron Jabroni. Per usual, I'm your host, Jabroni Kev, kayfabe Kev. Call me what you want. Don't really care. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, social medias, everywhere really, at Jabroni Kev, especially on X. Sorry, not Twitter. It's not Twitter anymore, guys. It's not Twitter. It's X. You can find me on X at Jabroni Kev. This is episode 15 of Gridiron Jabroni, the Patrick Mahomes episode. I prefer the Vince Carter episode, but fitting to the program at hand, we'll call it the Mahomie episode, the Kermit episode. Turn up, turn up. A lot of football talk today, guys. It's a lot. I'm not going to lie. It's a lot of stats talk. It's a lot of free agency moves, a lot of contracts, and then some baseball. That's the plan today. Let's dive right into it because we need to pay some respect to Bronco country. A moment of silence, maybe a let's ride of silence. 21 let's ride salute. Can we do that? Maybe if I can edit that into it. Let's do that for Bronco country.
Let's ride. Let's ride. Broncos. Let's ride. Broncos country. Let's ride. Broncos country. Let's ride. Broncos country. Let's ride. Broncos country. Let's ride.
And if you're unfamiliar with what we are referring to right now here on the program, Russell Wilson has been informed by none other than Sean Payton's slimy ass and the Denver Broncos that they will be releasing him from his contract come the new season. Russell Wilson will become a free agent, and he'll be receiving a nice little $39 million from Denver come 2024. So, 2 years, a Bronco country down the drain. It's a fresh start looking like for the Bronco country, Bronco Nation. I don't know what Bronco fans call themselves. I feel like Bronco country doesn't sound right. Regardless, it is a new beginning, which correct me if I was wrong, but wasn't Russell Wilson was supposed to be the start of the new beginning for Bronco Nation, Bronco country? So they're going to restart again. Whatever happened to Paxton Lynch? Wasn't he a Bronco? That was supposed to be the restart. Drew Locke. Remember Drew Locke? The restart for Denver. It seems like Denver hasn't had a quarterback since Peyton Manning, right? Brock Osweiler. Was that Denver? Brock Osweiler before he went to Houston. Regardless, Denver's going to look for a quarterback, obviously in the draft. I don't think they're going for a free agent. Why would you drop Russell Wilson to get what, Kirk Cousins? Dak Prescott, maybe? We'll talk about free agency later. But Russell Wilson, 2 years, Bronco country, he is gone out of Denver. $39 million richer. Now, what's the move if you're, what's the move if you're Russell Wilson? What are you, 29, 30, 32? I don't know. Do you get a new contract with a new team? Do you still want to play? Are you looking to start? Are you looking to be a backup? Are you looking for a quick little paycheck? Just retire and walk away rich. Unconfirmed, but there are reports that the Pittsburgh Steelers and Russell Wilson have mutual interest in each other, and they're going to be meeting before free agency starts. They're going to have like an unofficial or however they can do it meeting to, yeah, before free agency starts. So kind of ironic, a team like the Steelers getting Russell Wilson, because kind of similar to Denver, you lose your star veteran Hall of Fame quarterback, Peyton Manning, Ben Roethlisberger, and you're kind of looking for the next one. You drafted a lot of quarterbacks, just like Denver. Drafted some quarterbacks. None of them really panned out. So you try the vet, and he doesn't pan out. But also you had a change of coaching, whole new system. It kind of felt like he wasn't good. He wasn't set up for success. Let's just say that. But Pittsburgh, kind of early starts of that, kind of, you know, repeating the same pattern. It feels like they were repeating the same pattern as Denver when it comes to not being able to find that quarterback. What, yet Trubisky couldn't work out. Kenny Pickett, maybe he's not working out. Maybe he needs some veteran leadership. And if Pickett isn't working out, and if you're looking for the next one, are you looking at Wilson? And you're looking for that veteran that maybe Broncos couldn't do, that move that the Broncos couldn't do? Do you think you have what it takes? I don't know. I think everyone's overreacting a little bit. I think Russ, if I'm Russell Wilson, I'm seeking out my options. I'm seeing what's out there. I'm talking to teams. I'm $39 million richer to not play. I'm not going to boo-boo ass Pittsburgh. I'm not moving my family to Pittsburgh to battle for wild card every year for a small contract. No, I'm moving my team to LA. I'm moving my team to New York. Moving my team to Florida. You know, I'm moving to a destination. Texas, there's no income tax. Dallas needs a fucking quarterback. Jerry Jones, hey, he looks a lot like Dak. You can make him look a lot like Dak. Jerry Jones seems like a certain type at quarterback. I think you could fit Russell Wilson into a mold of Tony Romo, but more looking like Dak Prescott. I think that's Jerry Jones' man. And that sounds like an old Russell Wilson. Unreliable, but can put up some numbers and has experience. Yeah, I think that's what Jerry Jones wants. I don't know. I'm talking out of my ass. But Bronco Country, moment of silence again. I'm sorry about that. Condolences to you guys. Good luck finding another quarterback. It's going to take about 5 years if you're lucky. It's coming from a Texans fan. We had Deshaun, and look how that worked out. That took us like 10 years to get a quarterback. I think we could safely say CJ Stroud. I mean, it's only 1 year in. It's not, you know, put all our eggs in the basket. But if CJ Stroud pans out, this will be the first franchise quarterback successful. I mean, David Carr, Matt Schaub. Whatever. Speaking of Denver, they also released, speaking of crazy releases, safety Justin Simmons. All-pro safety Justin Simmons cut by Denver, or announced that he will be cut, or told that he will be cut come the new season. 8 seasons with the Broncos. What, 4 three-time all-pro safety? Since he's entered the league in 2016, he's had the most interceptions in the league with 30. 19 interceptions since 2020. Look, people say salary cap isn't a thing. People say the salary cap isn't real and that it changes, blah, blah, blah. I think this is a fine example of salary cap, because it was a necessary cut to free up $18 million for Denver in that salary cap. I think they were over by a little bit. Talking about over teams and the salary cap, the Bills, Jordan Poyer. Let's start the morning. This was the other day, I think 2 days ago. So this is coming out on Friday, so let's say Wednesday. It went something like, come lunchtime on Wednesday, the Bills cut Jordan Poyer. Safety Jordan Poyer, round, say 2 o'clock. That freed up about $2.5 million in cap space. And then about 2 hours later, Bills cut center Mitch Morse and wide receiver Deontay Hardy. At the same time, frees up another $12.8 million. And then finally, come the end of the day, the Bills announced that they cut cornerback Tre'Davious White, a two-time Pro Bowler, as well as running back Nyheim Hines. I feel like I remember him somewhere else. I don't know. That name sounded so familiar. Regardless, at the end of the day, they freed up $25 million in cap space, and they're still over. Things like that is just crazy. You don't believe in the salary cap. The Bills are taking a hit. No one really noticed it last year. The Bengals took a huge hit on their defense last year. Safety, the secondary mainly. I don't know if anyone ever saw that last year. But salary cap's real. You just see it in, like, little spots. I don't know. You're not going to see it in your big names, in the big, big, big contracts. You know, you're going to see it in these. One contract is $2 million, and two contracts is 12. You know, you're going to see it in these small ones, not one big contract. I don't know how to explain it. I sound like an idiot. But Jordan Poyer, cut. Justin Simmons, cut. That's two big name safeties in free agency. That made me think, dang, let's look at all the notable free agents, safeties. This is just safeties in free agency this year. The names that I think are notable, the people I think are going to be important. Justin Simmons, Xavier McKinney, Carmen Curl, Jamal Adams. He's one, two. I think Jamal Adams won. All right, let's start that over. Notable safeties in free agency. Let's do my top four first, and then the rest we just got. Jamal Adams, I think, is one. I think he's the number one safety in free agency. C.J. Gardner, who might not be there for long, he's two. Justin Simmons, three. Xavier McKinney, four. Notable mentions: Carmen Curl, Jordan Fuller, Jeremy Chin, Geno Stone, Quandre Diggs, Julian Blackman, Jordan Poyer. Do we understand where I'm coming? There's a lot of safeties in free agency this year. A lot of safeties in free agency. Free agency in general is insane. We'll get to that in a second. I'll come back to the free agency in a second. We'll lap back to that because I have a lot of notable free agents in an updated list come March 13th when the season opens. But I want to talk about something that recently finished, and that was franchise tags, the deadline to franchise tag your players was this week. Saquon Barkley did not get franchise tagged. He is a notable free agent. But let's take a look at some people who did get franchise tagged. Remember, each team gets one tag per season. So each team can only franchise tag one person per season. And the Bears franchise tagged quarterback Jalen Johnson. And then, hold on, do I still have it? If I can't find it, I will lie. And then they gave him a fat contract. They franchise tagged Jalen Johnson, and I think tonight they announced that they gave him like a 4-year contract. So it was just a temporary hold. Tampa Bay gave safety Antonio Winfield Jr. a franchise tag. This was kind of just a temporary hold, so they can get a long-term deal going in the future. Justin Mamadouke, coming from the Ravens, former Aggie, got franchise tagged in Baltimore. He had 13 sacks this season. That was the most for Baltimore in a season. The Indianapolis Colts used their franchise tag for the first time since 2009 on wide receiver Michael Pittman Jr. Jacksonville Jaguars used their franchise tag on linebacker Josh Allen. Cincinnati used it on T. Higgins. And Kansas City used it on Legarius Sneed. So knowing that you don't have Pittman Jr., knowing that you don't have T. Higgins, and then knowing that Mike Evans, if you don't know about this, signed an extension with the Buccaneers this week. 2 years extension, $54 million maximum. It looks nicer than what it really is. It's $11 million in incentives. You got $21 million guaranteed, but there's an $11 million in incentives, so about $43 million, technically, which still a good deal. Evans will be 33 by the time 2026 hit. Maybe he comes to Houston for one more year. I don't know, though. 33, bro. Come on. I wanted him to come home. I don't know. So that's as simple as that. But also, I respect his respect to the fan base in Tampa. I get it. Stay there. They love you. Treat you like a king. You've been there since your whole career. Super Bowl. Yada, yada, yada. We get it. Whatever. So Evans is off the board. T. Higgins is off the board. Michael Pittman Jr. is off the board. As a Texans fan, do we have to go after Saquon? There's been rumors that Houston's going to go after Saquon. But I've also seen rumors that Saquon's been in talk with the Ravens. I'm sorry, the Eagles. I saw another team somewhere. I haven't really seen Houston that much. I've seen talks that we should, but will they? Unsure of it. Unsure of it. Other notable running backs in free agency this year are Derrick Henry, pretty old, probably going to ask for a big contract. Josh Jacobs, former Raiders running back. Tony Pollard, Dallas running back. And then Austin Eckler, who at one point, I swear LA fans thought, was the next LT for them. They got rid of Melvin Gordon for Austin Eckler. They committed Austin Eckler, who had a great season, maybe one and a half good seasons, and then became another mediocre system running back. And it's okay. He's still decent, but I don't think he's going to get a – if anyone signs him, he's not getting a fat contract. Notable free agents that aren't – we haven't mentioned yet. Mitch Trubisky signed a 2-year, $5 million contract with the Buffalo Bills, so we'll see him as a backup for Josh Allen. Speaking of quarterbacks, you have Kirk Cousins, who is 35, and Ryan Tannehill, also 35. Top quarterbacks in the free agent market. Ryan Tannehill, I don't see him getting an extension with the Titans. I don't know where he goes. I don't know where he goes. I'm going to be real. Russell Wilson, also a notable name now into the free agency market. Chris Jones, defensive tackle from the Kansas City Chiefs, 29 years old, also a notable name, as well as defensive Leonard Williams, I think from the Jaguars, 29 years old as well. You have quarterback J.C. Jackson from the Chargers. We talked about Justin Simmons earlier, as well as Jamal Adams, I think the top free safety and strong safety in free agency this season. Yeah, that's football. I got that out fast. 18 minutes, about 19 minutes in. And that's football talk so far. It's slow. It's a slow news week. It's a slow news week. So, we're waiting on the draft. We're waiting on free agency, really, next weekend. But then after that, the draft. So once that happens, we'll have some more to talk about. I'll be able to fill probably an hour of football talk. But it's okay because we're keeping ourselves distracted while there's no football. For now, the XFL is coming up. That's pretty cool. I'm not watching that shit. I don't know why I said it was cool. Off season, we got basketball and we got baseball. Those are the two things I'm going to dive in this year. Let myself be a fan of, let myself obsess with. So we could say basketball. I've been watching college. Not really caring about the NBA this year. Doing a lot of NCAA basketball. And let me tell you where we are at and what I will be talking about in the next few weeks, because it is the final weekend of regular season this weekend. A lot of big games this weekend, but after this weekend, next week, we start tournament games, tournament ball for like the big conferences. You got a couple small conferences that are already in the tournaments, but the big ones, the Power Fives, they start the conference tournaments next week. We'll come back and talk the big games this week. But there's a team. I want to go ahead. My bandwagons, my fan bases for basketball and baseball today. And let's start with the team. We're starting with basketball first. I'm claiming a couple bandwagons for basketball. I got 10 bandwagons I'm hopping on because there's 64 teams. And there's no guarantee three of these teams even make it to the tournament. Starting with one who's actually in their conference tournament right now. The Coastal Athletic Association. Out of Philadelphia, the Drexel Dragons. They are starting the tournament at number 2, I believe, the number 2 spot in their conference tournament. 5-1 in the last 6 games. 3 wins away from winning or from securing a spot in the March Madness 64-man tournament. And they are plus 380. To win the CAA. You bet your damn ass I'm putting money on the Drexel Dragons, baby. The Dragons, have you seen their unis? Have you seen this team? Like, they're not Duke. They're not a Kansas. They are a gritty ass team. They are a gritty ass team. They beat NCAA today. 67-54. Moving on to the next round. So what, they're 2 games away from securing a spot in the tournament. Let's look up some stats. Amari Williams put up 15 points. 6 for 11 on field goals. Dang, 48.3% field goal percentage shooting. 16% on the threes. 12 turnovers, 44 rebounds. Look, this team isn't pretty. This team isn't the cutest team in the world, but they're gritty, and I love their uniforms. Drexel Dragons. Oh, and their logo. The Drexel Dragons logo is... dirty. That thing is sick. They're my team. They're my wild card. I got them winning the CAA. I want to see them win the tournament this year. I will be happy to see them in the tournament this year. And I want to give Drexel Dragons some spotlight. They deserve it. And that is one of my 10 bandwagons this year. So for the tournament, I'm claiming the Drexel Dragons. As well as A&M. Of course, you know I'm taking A&M. Drexel Dragons and Texas A&M. They're my 1-2 this year for the tournament. They're going to be my wild cards. They're going to be my... I know they're not going to win the tournament. Look, I know they're not... But I want to see them have a good time. I want to see them just have fun. Just go in there and have a good time, guys. Go in there and upset a couple teams. Go in there and make some madness. Make March madness. Yeah. Other than that, the rest of these teams... Oh, Youngstown State. I got Youngstown State is my 3rd team. Not going to win it. I can admit that. Maybe not even going to make it to the Sweet 16. But the Penguins? You're telling me the Penguins have a chance of making it to the tournament? You bet your ass I'm betting on Youngstown State. Youngstown State. I just want to see them make some madness happen. Rest of these teams, the other 7, they're legit. Going in order of importance, Purdue. I'm putting Purdue at number 1. Purdue is the team I think is winning the tournament. Zach Edey deserves a ring. He reminds me so much of Yao Ming, and if that's racist, I'm sorry. Zach Edey reminds me so much of Yao Ming, and if that is offensive, I apologize to Zach Edey. But I mean that in the utmost respect, because you are a baller. The man is a monster. Purdue, he deserves a ring before he leaves Purdue. I've been watching him for, 2 or 3 years now. Give this man a ring. They've been snubbed. They're real. They lose some games here and there. They're real. They're not the best. But they're their most consistent, and that's what you need in the tournament. Purdue is number 1. Number two is going to be a local favorite who should be number one, but if it wasn't for me following Purdue the last few seasons so hard, Houston. Houston's number two. Houston, Purdue is going to be my final four, two of my final four. You want to hear my final four right now? Fuck it. Houston, Purdue, Villanova, Washington State. Houston, Purdue, Villanova, Washington State. That's my final four. Houston, Purdue, Villanova, Washington State, Marquette, Colgate, San Diego State. That's it. That's my teams. Let's refresh there. The three teams that are just, they're just there, and I want them just to have a good time and create some madness this March. It's A&M, Youngstown State, the Drexel Dragons. The other seven, ranked from bottom, top, Purdue, Houston, Villanova, Washington State. That's 1, 2, 3, 4. Purdue, Houston, Villanova, Washington State. I don't know. Why Washington State? I don't know. I love a wild card, man. Well, let's look up Washington State real quick. Let's learn about them. They're beating Washington right now, 49-48. 23-7 this season. Hopefully they don't lose to Washington. They're 18, number 18 in the country. Last couple games, let's see. Oh, this is their final game of the season too. Ooh, big game. I'll keep y'all updated on this while we finish this episode. They beat UCLA 77-65. When was their last loss? Arizona State in February. That was an upset. Oh, that was at Arizona State, though. They upset Arizona back in February. February. Guys, how do y'all say egg yolk? Is it yolk? I say yolk. I'm only saying yolk because I got told the other day it was yolk. Yolk. Is it not yolk? Sorry. I was just on a tangent. They lost to Utah in December. Look, they're on the come up. I don't know. Just give me Washington State, all right? You don't even know who plays for them. You don't even know who plays for them. Isaac Jones? The man's a baller. Josh Kelly? Cam Ward? Starts naming all the football team. So give me Washington State. That's my four. 5, 6, 7. Marquette, San Diego State, Colgate. I love Colgate. My favorite toothpaste. Of course, I'm going to root for them in the tournament. San Diego State, I don't know, man. You want me to be real? I love San Diego State because I played as them in a franchise back in NCAA 14. And, you know, I won them a couple championships, you know. They're my first team that I rode to glory, the first team that I really committed to. So San Diego State, and then Colgate because of the toothpaste, and then Marquette because Marquette's Marquette. You can't hate on Marquette. That's my 10, all right? Don't question it. This weekend, we got some big games. Final weekend of basketball. Washington State's struggling with Washington right now in the second half. But big games, big games. Speaking of Villanova, Villanova hosts number 10 Creighton. Number 10 Creighton heads over to Villanova on Saturday. Number 15 Kentucky heads to number 4 Tennessee in a final game of the season. And number 14 Kansas heads to number 1 Houston. That's going to be another top 25 matchup. You have another top 25 matchup in number 7 North Carolina at number 9 Duke. A top 10 matchup, jeez. UConn heading to Providence. I think this is a big one because Providence is sneaky good in March. And Providence is probably like a top 12 team of mine. Put them in the top 12. Fuck UConn at number 2. Wisconsin heading to Purdue. Purdue, they love to lose. They could lose to Wisconsin last game of the season. Big games this weekend. You want my picks right here? I got you. Villanova beats Creighton.
Tennessee beats Kentucky. Houston beats Kansas. Marquette beats Xavier. North Carolina beats Duke. Providence upsets UConn. And Purdue beats Wisconsin. That's this weekend in a nutshell. And next weekend, we'll finally hit some tournament talk. Talk some tournament. Talk some placement. Talk some who's in, who's out. Final four, first four in, first four out. You know how it goes. Get ready for the top 64. Hopefully A&M doesn't choke in the tournament because they need to play good to get in, to get into the tournament. They need to play good in the SEC tournament to have a chance in the in the NCAA tournament. Speaking of claiming teams, that's basketball for you. NBA, don't really give a fuck. Going to baseball, we got Aggie baseball, 13-0. They didn't upset Texas. It was a beat Texas. I guess like I don't know. I don't know what the odds were, but if you imagine a top 25 matchup at Texas, I would imagine Texas is the favorite. Beat Texas. What was it, 7-2? Number 7 in the country right now. Played a back to back. Played Texas State the next day. Beat Texas State the next day as well. After 13 games, their top hitters, Montgomery with 19 hits, 7 home runs, and 26 RBIs. Lavulletti, 16 hits, 6 home runs, and 21 RBIs. And Gavin Gravel, what's up with this team? Tell me we got transfers without telling me we got transfers. 16 hits, 13 RBIs. It's early for college baseball, but claiming A&M baseball right now. Always have, always will. Give me another team. Give me who's that team out of Dallas? Dallas Baptist. Yeah, why not? MLB teams. Let's claim our MLB teams before we wrap up this episode. It was a short one, bro. I don't know what to tell you. Don't know what to tell you, bro. Houston, of course. We're taking Houston, of course. The Astros, baby. World Series champs. 2 times World Series champs. We're taking Houston. The Rockies, I'm claiming this year. Nolan Johnson's going off. Chris Bryant's going to have that season that we've been expecting. And hopefully the pitching can – Austin Gomber can do something. I don't know. The pitching – ooh, the bullpen sucks. We can all admit that. But I just need the bats to come alive. I need Nolan Jones to do something. I just need somebody to do something. You know what I mean? So that's what we're hoping for this season with the Rockies. The Cubs, I love history. I like the Cubs. I don't know. The Cubbies, claiming the Cubs. Speaking of baseball, the A's stadium, ugly as hell. Have you seen that? The Vegas A's? It looks like the Sydney Opera House. And I swear, maybe I'm just a delusional Astros fan. Does that not look like a futuristic Minute Maid on the inside? Like, if you put, think about it. Like, put the picture side by side. Look at that picture right there. Think about it. Compare Minute Maid. Compare the new stadium. Think about it. They're kind of the same. I'm just saying. They're kind of the same. Yeah. MLB The Show. Don't know if anyone saw this. People are pissed. Old white men are pissed. You can play as a female now. You can be a female third baseman hitting dingers. Off of Verlander, off of Shohei Ohtani, like they're nothing. And people hate that. It's a fucking game. Who cares? Grow up. The same guys who hate are the same guys who probably can't run a base. Same guys who hate are probably the same guys who can't put on a glove. Same guys who hate it. You get what I'm trying to say. Yeah, that's baseball talk. Let's wrap up the episode with this. Something I wanted to do kind of right now, last minute. Don't know why. Seems like it'll be fun. Seems like it'll be stupid. Let's try to. I got a lot of non-WWE fans who are trying, not even trying, but starting to see wrestling a lot more, and they're confused. That's really what the problem is. They're confused. They don't know what's going on in the storyline. So let me try my best these last few minutes to explain to you where we are in the wrestling storyline. And what you should know if you wanted to hop in right before WrestleMania. And this is me doing my best, real quick. So let's start with this. Cody Rhodes and Roman Reigns. Roman Reigns has been champion for almost 1,000 days, right? Over 1,000 days, over 3 years, going on one of the longest champions ever. Hasn't lost in forever. Beat Cody Rhodes last year. And is just kind of on his own little terror, his own little reign. He's kind of unstoppable. He is Megatron right now. Roman Reigns is Megatron, but Megatron has the Allspark. Think about it like that. Cody Rhodes is Optimus Prime, but he can't seem to win. Period. Don't understand that reference. Let's see. Roman Reigns is Emperor Palpatine. Roman Reigns is Emperor Palpatine, and Cody Rhodes is Luke Skywalker, but he can't seem to win. He got close. No. Let's say it like this. Cody Rhodes is Luke Skywalker, and Roman Reigns is Darth Vader. Perfect. Roman Reigns is Darth Vader. Cody Rhodes is Luke Skywalker. Episode 5. Let's say episode 5 was last WrestleMania 39 was episode 5. You know, they met up. Cody Rhodes finally got the chance to fight Roman Reigns and possibly beat him, and he loses. And Roman Reigns continues another year of reigning and just running through people and being champion. And he has his little stupid gurus with him, his bloodline, which is like his stormtroopers because they're all the same. Sorry, clone troopers. They're like his clone troopers. Not really storm. Yeah, stormtroopers because they all look the same, but they're all different. They all got the personality. So they're like clone troopers. It's the stormtroopers. The bloodline is like stormtroopers. Roman Reigns is Darth Vader. Cody Rhodes is Luke Skywalker. Paul Heyman, Emperor Palpatine. Who's kind of just dictating the whole thing, holding the belts, you know. But Roman Reigns is doing all the action. The Rock. The Rock is like, I don't know. I guess The Rock would be like Emperor Palpatine. The Rock is like Emperor Palpatine. I would say Count Dooku is, Paul Heyman is more like Count Dooku. The Rock would be more like Emperor Palpatine. And yeah, The Rock's basically coming in. He's like, yo, this is my family, my bloodline. I am acknowledging he's going up to Roman Reigns, and he's like, I've been the champ, the people's champ, but I am acknowledging you, and I am acknowledging that you are the champion, and you are our tribal chief, Mr. Roman Reigns. And he wants Roman Reigns to beat Cody Rhodes simply to keep the belt in the bloodline. But Cody Rhodes is trying to finish his own story. Cody Rhodes was in the WWE trying to win the championship belt that his dad never won, the World Heavyweight Championship, the WWE Championship. His dad never won it. So he does his dad's footsteps. He goes in, becomes a mid-carder, never gets the push he deserves. Leaves, starts his own little indie run, creates the AEW, does all that, goes on a villainous run, goes on a Homelander-like run, face turn, heel turn, whatever, becomes the bad guy, leaves, comes back to WWE to finish the story. That's the whole thing. He came back to WWE to finish the story, to get that belt. Grinds his way to WrestleMania last year. with a broken whatever, tore whatever, doesn't get it. So now we're back here again. Wins the Royal Rumble again. And is here to finish the story. Will he do it? I don't know. Who knows? But that is the main storyline, kind of in a nutshell. I could talk about Drew McIntyre and Seth Rollins. Seth Rollins is kind of like the business champ, you know. He's kind of like that working champ, you know. He wrestles every match and he wrestles for every pay-per-view, but he kind of got put in that position. He kind of got put in the belt position. The WWE likes him. We could talk about Liv Morgan and Becky Lynch, yeah. I had another situation. Becky Lynch is literally just like Seth Rollins, her husband. The work champ, the industry man, the yes man, you know. Liv Morgan is more of like the one, the fan base, the fan loved one, you know. But that's wrestling for you dummies who don't know wrestling. And, yeah. Well, look, WrestleMania is coming up at the beginning of next month, beginning of April. So we're going to be talking a little bit more wrestling as we get to WrestleMania and a little bit after WrestleMania. So I figured let me get everyone on the rundown of what's going on in wrestling. And that's that. And honestly, that's the episode. That's about all I have. That's episode 15 in a nutshell. Again, it's off season, guys. Life updates. I'm doing stand-up. I got to get ready for a stand-up show. So that's exciting. Thank you guys, though. Don't forget to follow me on social media at Jabroni Kev. Follow me on Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, X, Facebook, all that good stuff. Don't forget to share this. Don't forget to send me your emails, your requests. DM me. I want to hear your voice. It will be on the show, I promise. Let me hear what you got to say. Everyone, I'm tired of people saying, let me be on your show. I got people that want to be on your show. You have a way. You have an email. You have all my social media handles, and the DMs are open. You give me a question, you give me a voice take, you give me a hot take, it'll be read, it'll be answered, it'll be heard, it'll be reacted to on the show. Just quit being a weenie and get to talking, get to yapping. That's how you get your voice heard, and that's how you get where you need to be. So appreciate you guys. Don't forget to tell your friends. 5 stars.
Blah, playoffs? Blah, blah. Talk about playoffs?
Vitamins. Blah, blah, blah. Have a good one.
Kidding me? Playoffs? I just hope we can win a game.